This is Akashvani, the news read by Priya Badu. President Draupadi Murmu has said that when women are given opportunities and support, they can achieve excellence in every field. Addressing a national-level celebration on the occasion of International Women's Day in New Delhi today, the president said that women have taken the lead in all spheres, be it entrepreneurship or corporate world. President Draupadi Murmu said India is rapidly moving towards women-led development and women's participation in the workforce has increased. She highlighted the schemes like Beti Bachao, Beti Padhao, PM Mudra Yojana and Mission Shakti have led to the empowerment of women. The president said that women's participation in education is increasing and the country has achieved gender parity in school education. She said that the nation's daughters are also performing exceptionally well in sports. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth around 33,500 crore rupees in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said the facilities and infrastructure in the national capital are being steadily strengthened and expanded. Prime Minister said India is scripting a new chapter in women empowerment and they are playing an important role in the country's development. Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of Delhi Metro projects worth about 18,300 crore rupees. He also inaugurated two new corridors of the Delhi Metro. This include the Majlis Park, Mochpur, Babarpur Pink Line corridor of around 12.3 km and the Dipali Chowk, Majlis Park, Magenta Line corridor of around 9.9 km. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi visited General Pool Residential Accommodation Type 5 Quarters in Sarojini Nagar in New Delhi and handed over the keys to women allottees. On the occasion, Mr. Modi interacted with the women Shramjeevi workers. Prime Minister Modi also inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple projects worth 15,200 crore rupees under the GPRA redevelopment plan. In a remarkable milestone for horticultural innovation in Arunachal Pradesh, the pristine valley of Anini has witnessed the successful blooming of tulips for the first time. The pioneering scientific trial was conducted by Dr. Oying Jamo, horticulture specialist at Krishi Vigyan Kendra Dibang Valley. The initiative aimed to evaluate the feasibility of cultivating tulips in Anini, a region whose agroclimatic conditions bear striking similarities to the renowned tulip-growing landscapes of Jammu and Kashmir. Beyond its horticultural significance, the initiative holds immense promise for horticulture-based tourism. Balendra Shah's Rashtriya Swatantra Party is all set to form the next government in Nepal after securing a decisive lead in parliamentary elections and decimating the established parties. Popularly known as Balen, 35-year-old prime ministerial candidate of the RSP defeated four-time Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli of CPN-UML by a margin of nearly 50,000 votes. Balen will be the first Madhesi Prime Minister of the Himalayan nation and also the youngest to occupy the top post in the country's parliamentary history. Israel renewed its assault on southern Lebanon early today, including targeting commanders of the Lebanese branch of Iran's Revolutionary Guards Quds Force. The latest strikes in Lebanon followed an Israeli attack yesterday on an oil storage facility in Tehran. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump threatened that Iran would be hit hard and more areas and groups of people would become targets. He firmly denied any chance of a settlement at this stage. The International Cricket Council's three-day meet from March 25 to 27 in Doha, Qatar, has been postponed in the wake of the ongoing West Asia conflict. The meeting is expected to be reconvened sometime in April, although a new date has not yet been announced. The meeting was expected to be attended by ICC board directors, chief executives, committee members and senior leadership. The ICC chose Qatar as the venue for the meeting because of its growing engagement with cricket in Qatar. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup defending champions, India will lock horns with New Zealand in a summit clash at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad today. The match will start at 7 p.m. This will be Indian team's fourth appearance in a T20 World Cup final as they aim for a record-breaking third title. New Zealand, on the other hand, will be playing their second final as they chase their maiden trophy. In the All England Open Badminton Championships, India star shuttler Lakshya Sen faces Lin Chu-Yi of Chinese Taipei in a historic men's singles final in Birmingham at 5 this evening. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.